Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Leslie has a reputation around Odyssey for telling stories. Exaggerated stories. Most of the time, they're pretty funny. But this time, they're just a cover-up for something a little more serious.
I'm telling you, Ann, Mr. Turner's dog must be part horse. You could put his saddle on her and run in the Kentucky Derby.
I've seen Mr. Turner's dog, Leslie. She isn't that big.
Well, she sure seemed like it to me. That's the last time I spend my summer delivering papers. Oh, there's Cindy. See you later, Ann.
See ya.
Cindy! Hey, Cindy!
Oh, hi, Leslie.
I was wondering if you were going to come in. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm right here.
I know. It's been such a long time since I last saw you, what with summer vacations and stuff. It's been years.
It hasn't been years. I saw you.
Yeah, for 5 minutes at the beginning of the summer.
It was more than 5 minutes, Leslie.
I didn't see you a whole lot this week, either.
It's the first week of school. Everything's been so busy.
Too busy for your best friend?
Oh, come on, Leslie. It's no big deal.
So what are you doing this afternoon? You want to come over? You can tell me all about your summer.
No, I can't. I promised Krista I'd do some things with her.
Oh.
I thought she'd be here. Oh, well, she must have gone home. I guess I'll go over there. See you around, Leslie.
Yeah, bye.
And 75 cents is your change. Thank you. Hi, Leslie. Now, don't tell me you want something else. Not after that milkshake.
Huh? Oh, no thanks. Did you see where Anne went?
Oh, she left a minute ago. Boy, you drank this milkshake glass dry.
You're making the best, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, thank you, Leslie. Is everything all right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, good. So, what's new? I overheard you telling Anne about delivering papers and Mr. Turner's dog. Well, I guess that's over with now that you're back in school. You started this past week, didn't you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Same as always. Terrible.
Terrible? Really? Well, how come?
Everything went all wrong. Kept waking up late and didn't have anything to wear. You know, the usual stuff.
Oh, I've been out of school a long time. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, like I said, I've been kind of having a hard time getting up in the morning. Mom isn't too happy about it because that means she has to come up and has to wake me up. And then...
Leslie? Leslie? Leslie, you get out of bed right this minute. You're late for school. I'm not giving you a note for your teacher. And so you better get out of bed this instant.
Oh, now wait a minute. Your mother's not like that at all.
Well, that's how it sounds sometimes.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, you get up and go to school and...
I don't go straight to school. I have to get dressed first. That's a problem, too, because I always have a hard time finding something to wear.
What do you mean you don't have anything to wear? I bought you 3 new dresses for school. Here, wear this one.
But I don't like that one.
What? It's a brand new dress. You liked it fine a week ago. Now get your arms up. Let me put it on you. I want to see how it looks.
But I don't want to wear this dress.
There, now, put your arms down.
Oops.
You did that on purpose, didn't you? Tore the sleeve. Well, young lady, your father and I are not made of money. And as far as I'm concerned, you can wear that dress as it is.
But, Mom...
No buts about it. Here, you can wear a sweater over it. Now get going, you're late.
She made you wear the dress to school?
Yes. She said it would teach me to be more careful. Isn't she mean?
Oh, I don't think so. I'll bet you are more careful in the future.
Anyway, I had to wear this ugly sweater over my ripped dress. I went running out the front door and I nearly missed the bus. Kind of wish I did.
Why? Isn't it a long walk to school?
Yeah. But the bus pulled up and the door opened and it was him.
Who?
Our bus driver, Crazy Eddie.
Hello, my pretties. Welcome to my Weirdsmobile. All aboard!